All right, John Radford, we are live, my man. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, brother. Doing great. Can't fix this plant. This is terrible. I'm sorry. I'm messing up.
We had six hours of prep time, and now the plant's in the way.
Plant's out. We're done. Plant's gone. Plant's out of here. We're going to have to hold it for right now.
Well, very cool. First of all, how's everything going? Corona pandemic. I know you're still in the gym a little bit with a couple of monsters and everything. How are you doing, and how's the family?
Everything's good as far as that goes, man. I'm still getting my butt whooped every day, you know, in the gym, giving up my body or whatever for the monster to get his work in. And he'll be coming soon. Everybody will see him. But other than that, man, I'm still blessed. I'm still thankful. Still everything, you know. It's affecting everybody differently, but I'm okay right now, and my family's okay, so we're good.
Awesome, very cool. Well, you know, we're gonna have Megan Cawley come in around 10 minutes. You know, kind of huge news: Amanda Nunes out, UFC 249. Felicia Spencer enter. It's like, man,
damn.
I talked to Megan a couple days ago. She was ready for this fight, like in a weird way, and I talked about it. My take on it was, it's better for the underdog to be a little bit, you know, messy, to have, you know, the fight camps not be perfect. So I thought it was great for Felicia.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Short notice is always better for the underdog in a lot of cases. You know, the champ doesn't get their normal routine in. You know, taking something on a shorter notice is always, it can play into the hands of the underdog for sure. And this is just an interesting matchup to begin with. You know what I mean? Like, I've been thinking about it. It's a very, very interesting matchup. I love the matchup with the skill set and everything like that. It's going to be extremely interesting.
Megan's like, where do I go? Okay, so let's talk about the Elite Eight. I'm so pumped, man. We've been doing this for a month now. Man, drinking, this is good. You're drinking better than me. I'm drinking like Dr. Pepper. This has got like a little bit of cream soda in it.
Just there, let you know about it. Oh, yeah. No, I got some bourbon.
But so we've been doing this bracket. You know, we're going to finally go to the Elite Eight, the greatest UFC fights of all time. We're so pumped. It's so cool. I'm sending them, like I said, I'm sending them off to fighters and promoters and media members. So it's cool. You and I think, have a little bit of more of a say-so, especially with one of these fights. But it keeps rolling. So we're just going to keep it going. Like I said, if Megan jumps in, she jumps in. Amanda Nunes is out of UFC 249. That's the big news for tonight. But all right, so you're right. Here's the first round. It's the Brazil side. Robbie Lawler and Rory versus Connor and Diaz 1. And moving to the Elite 8 was Robbie Lawler and Rory McDonald. I was so pumped. Love the fight.
Yes, absolutely. It should be in the finals. I mean, it really should. It's probably like it's there. You know what I mean? It's there. It's that number two overall seed that takes it.
It could. I love that fight. And that fight, too, was just on like UFC's Instagram. So it got a lot of buzz. It's a great fight. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime ones. So underneath it was Whaley and Ioana. They were fighting Max and Dustin, too, who kept on winning. I was happy with this one. Whaley and Ioana is getting a lot of love. They won. So Whaley and Ioana is in the Elite Eight versus Rory McDonald and Robbie Lawler, which is a war versus a war.
I got it for you. I got it. Here you go. Ready? It's a coin toss. It's a coin toss. And I can't catch the coin.
I'm going to try to persuade people to go Ioana and Whaley. I would like a female fight in the final four, and it would be a little bit of an upset.
It would be, but it's a toss up. It's that one that you're definitely watching that night. You know what I mean? It's the primetime matchup. It's Kentucky versus North Carolina. You know what I mean? Going to the final four. It's two marquee matchups. Just big name. You know, big house names going to it. So it's going to be a good one. And I agree with you. I'll take Whaley and Ioana. That'd be nice to see a girls with, but that's going against the Red King. You know.
Okay, so we're agreeing on that.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'm good with that. If they end up in the finals, I'm good with that.
I love that. Okay, so it keeps it going. We got Las Vegas bracket. We have Shogun and Dan Henderson won my favorite fight probably of all time versus Hunt and Bigfoot Silva. We like the big boys on it. Don, this was the closest fight, the closest one. It was, again, I think it was one vote, maybe two vote difference. Henderson and Shogun moves on to the Elite Eight. I was happy. Your big guys made it tight, though.
Yeah, it definitely hurt me a little bit, but Dan Hendo Shogun is an amazing fight. It's absolutely ridiculous. So it fell to an iconic fight, so I'm okay with that.
Right. Totally agreeing with you. And then this is the one we kind of pulled the curtain back a little bit off there. We're like, you're like, really, Dave? Yeah. So the Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez. That's like, they were like a 15 seed. The highest seed that's still alive. They were going against Clay Guida versus Diego Sanchez, the Tough Enough finale, one of the best fights ever, the war, that 40 seconds. The Korean Zombie and Yair Rodriguez blew him out. It wasn't close. It was like the votes were like 28-4, 28-5. Wasn't close. And they're in the Elite Eight.
This was I feel like this was almost like really a Yair was doing stuff, but it was almost like a one-sided fight. And then with just 4:59 left, everybody goes for the reverse elbow and makes it to the Elite Eight. It's crazy. Over Clay Guida, Diego Sanchez. That's nuts.
You could say it's bananas, John. That's
Fight bananas. It's flipping bananas for sure. Sponsor for Warhammer Fightwear.
Okay, so we're going. We got only two more brackets left. Ooh, Warhammer Fightwear? Check them out, warhammerfightwear.com. I got the Brock Weaver shirt on tonight.
Oh, nice.
Pulling back the curtain, just had him on. Yeah, I just Skyped with them. The podcast is going to drop in a couple of days. It's what I do. Just content. You just keep turning content, bro.
That's king.
Keep turning That's content. King. We had Chris Beastboy Barnett.
I know, I saw that.
It was unbelievable. One of the best interviews I ever did. Oh, so funny. He had stories on stories on stories. Him and Alistair Overeem stories, Stipe Miocic stories. If you haven't heard that one yet, go get it. See the bottom there, download and subscribe to Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Go get it. It's unbelievable content.
That's awesome.
All right. Tournament goes. The New York side, we got Forrest Griffin and Bonner, maybe the most iconic fight of all time. This is your fight. Matt Brown and Eric Silva got all the way to the Sweet 16, but the Elite Eight, Griffin and Bonner took it, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, it went down to the one that jump started everything, right? You know what I mean? Not jump started everything, but jump started the movement, you know, a little bit more.
Right.
So, but like, I'm okay with that. But Eric Silva and Matt, oh, my Brown totally was did, so, man. Great, totally man. Did. So great. So great.
Jacob Kilburn. Hey, thanks, buddy. I missed the killer, you know? Missed that guy. I actually just talked about with Brock Weaver. I mean, talked a lot about Kilburn. Make sure you get it. I think I'm going to drop it on Thursday or Friday, whenever I want. I don't know.
You do you.
The second closest fight, it was Diaz Connor 2 versus Justin Gaethje and Dustin Poirier. Close fight, but the Connor Diaz 2 took it.
Okay, so you're happy with that?
Oh, I'm very happy with that. So now we got Griffin and Bonner versus Diaz and Connor. It's
probably going to be Bonner,
loving it.
Griffin. Bonner Griffin, yeah.
I'm going Connor Diaz too.
Okay. Guess what? They'll let the fans decide.
Five rounds. Hey, we're split. That's good. I want to be split.
It's good. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Megan was. I saw Megan probably jumping in, jumping out. She'll jump in. It's a link. Megan, it's a link. Put your name in the link. Last one, Abu Dhabi, the Elite Eight. This was a killer. Jones and Gus won versus Gilbert and Diego. I thought this was going to be close. Jones and Gus killed. They're they won like 32-5, 32-4.
Oh yeah.
So I think that with I've been seeing all the votes, that's gonna be a hard fight to beat, John. That could win it.
Yeah, oh no, yeah. It's a great fight. It's a great fight. I could definitely see that.
And then the last one, the last fight to make it to our Fight Bananas UFC Best Fight Ever bracket, DSP and Johnny Hendricks versus Matt Hughes versus Frank Trigg. Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg upset GSP and Donnie. They're in the Elite Eight.
It was on Instagram recently, right? I mean, yep. It's a great fight. It's iconic, but you know what I mean? I also didn't think Johnny Hendricks and GSP should have got past the round before that. So
it really is.
To you fans, but all right, we're moving on. We're moving on with the old dog. So hey, throwback.
Wait, I think Miss Megan Colley is ready to jump on.
There we go.
Sorry, guys. I look homeless. I was like, you know what? I can go get ready or I can stay on the couch. And I chose to stay on the couch. So
the right choice. Right choice. You were probably watching Below Deck Sailing or something like that. You probably made the right choice.
I think we're all in some little room of our house somewhere, right? Like where we live. So it's okay. It's Corona.
Exactly. I want to start this apologizing, though, to Dave. Because I totally asked you in text message today. I thought he turned his back on me. And I was just like, how dare you? And then after when he was like, oh, come on, Meg. I was just like, you know what? Like, I have trust issues. Like, I thought he turned his back on me.
So this is it. This is like the funny story.
Dave was doing one of two things if he didn't answer you quick enough. Brock, he was doing his hair, or he was talking to somebody else.
Do you want to tell the story, Dave?
No, I was talking to you. I'll tell the story. So Amanda Nunes is out of the fight. And so I'm seeing it. And right away, me and Megan start talking. We start texting back and forth with each other. And I'm like, man. And then John, like 20 minutes after Megan and I talk, and John reaches out to me and goes, Dave, you saw that Felicia Spencer's, Amanda Nunes is out. I go, yeah. And I screenshotted me and Megan texting to send it to John. And John's my right-hand guy. Like anything that I am a vault. Dude, I know so many fights and I talk to promoters and I talk to agents. I'm a vault. I know so much information and I keep it.
Reacted the way I reacted, by the way. That is exactly what I know. But go ahead.
I have to defend myself. So I screenshotted the picture of me talking to Megan and I send it to Megan. Then the funny thing is John didn't reply to me yet. I'm like, why hasn't John replied to me? And then all of a sudden I see Megan's like, hey, Dave, did you send this to D. Thomas or something? I'm super upset.
My freaking reaction was I like question mark the picture and then he doesn't write me back fast enough. And so I like go and I was like, oh, like whoever you sent this to, just let them know that she's ready or something like that. Like, because I automatically thought that he like screenshot it and sent it to Dean because he's friends with Dean or someone. And like what he had done is he had like screenshot it and wrote it well. So like I was like, oh my god, yeah, like he's totally being a bull. So I'm like, yeah, well, whoever you set that to, just let them know that like she's totally ready. Like just being a bitch. Sorry.
That's great. That's awesome. That's funny.
And like after, you know, he's just so nice. And he was like, oh, you know, Meg, like we're fam. Like I wouldn't do you like that. And I was like, damn, you know what? Like, man, like who hurt you, Megan?
Jesus. This is supposed to be like an MMA podcast. This is going to be like a therapy session between us three. Just talk about our feelings, you know?
I know.
When I was talking to you, Megan, it was like dinner time. We were quarantined in the house. It's been awesome. Better time with the kids and the family. So, like, you know, I usually put my phone up, especially I need my phone all night. So, like, I needed to charge it. So I was like, okay, let me charge my phone. I don't need it. I'm eating dinner with the family for 20, 30 minutes. And then I come back and I see Megan Colley's like, David, you're the worst. I'm going to come after you. David, who'd you send this to? I was like, oh, my God.
That's great.
I apologize.
So we're gonna recap real quick, Megan. We're gonna recap our UFC best fight bracket, and then we'll talk about Felicia and Amanda out and all that stuff. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So, John, the final eight, top left, Rory and Robbie versus Weili and Joanna. We both have Weili and Joanna. Megan, who was that? What was the better fight, Weili and Joanna, or Robbie Rory won?
I'm going to give it to Weili Joanna.
Okay, unanimous decision. I like it. Bracket underneath it, Shogun and Dan Henderson, or Korean Zombie and Yaya Rodriguez?
Can we get... Go ahead.
Shogun and Dan.
Absolutely.
I just watched Kendo Shogun this weekend, so it's like literally fresh in my brain. So I'm going to go with Kendo Shogun.
Two thumbs up. Nice. Good job. Yeah. Very nice.
Okay. Unanimous decision again.
I can't see. I can't keep watching Korean Griffin Zombie. Bonner.
Wait, what?
You're right.
I just can't. I can't watch.
John says I can't watch Korean Zombie lose.
I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch it no more.
All right. It's heartbreaking. It's sad.
Oh.
It's like crazy.
Especially the Yair.
Thank you.
Kills you.
Thank you.
Not a Yair.
See? Thank you.
Yeah.
Griffin Bonner or Diaz Connor 2?
I got Griffin Bonner.
I got Diaz 2.
All right, I'm on the underdog side. Oh, but really, they're the number one seed in that bracket, right?
Because Griffin Bonner was number one, Diaz Connor was the 2 seed.
Is that number one, number two?
Yep. And last one, this is gonna be an ugly beatdown. Jones Gus 1 versus Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg.
Yeah, Coca-Cola versus Switzerland chocolate.
Wait, what was it again? Frank Trigg, and what was the other one?
Jones and Gus.
I'm going with
Coca-Cola and Switzerland chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely. That's gonna be the big ups, the slaughter. So that's our Elite Eight. We've been doing that. We love it. It's been a kind of thing to keep ourselves busy. But look at this fancy computer stuff. So let me do this. Watch this button. I'm like, whoa. Amanda Nunes is out versus Felicia Spencer.
Oh, it's at the bottom. I was like looking in the back.
Whoa, this is really cool. Look at this little setup. It's so fancy.
Right? We're like FS1 over here.
Right?
After 200 podcasts and just being a mogul, a little bit of a local icon, you know, you just get stuff done.
Right?
Tell me, man. It's the hair.
Thank you. How busted are we with Amanda being out of this fight?
That's not the one I was looking. I did not want to see that come across the ticker today when I saw my phone when I texted you. Well, the story you're just telling, I did not want to see that. That was not something I liked at all. I was very excited for this fight. Very interesting fight. And I'm sure you're even more excited, Megan. We'll let you, get into it because
Megan,
you obviously know it.
I got the inside scoop. About to drop it right here on Fight Bananas. I mean, it sucks. Just because of, everything, because quarantine and stuff. So it just sucks to hear that she's out.
Okay, so when you first heard this, right? Do you, like, is it such a, are you, is it anger? Or is it just a, like, oh my goodness, like, I don't know, like, I can't put my finger around it. I was more just upset and more like, man, because I really love this. I love this fight for Felicia. We've been talking about it for years. Me and John have been talking about it on the podcast forever. Megan, we've been talking about this fight. And it's just like, it's going to happen. And I just loved how quick it was happening. I loved, like, Amanda wasn't having a full camp. Same thing with Felicia. Like, Felicia's doing all the same short notice stuff that Amanda is. I just really, really liked it. I liked the momentum that Amanda with Felicia had. So I'm definitely bummed.
Yeah, it's bumming. It really is. I think that like it was just like a little bit more okay when it was just like, hey, Amanda's out. But then like you get like you read the headline today and it was like, oh, that's why she's out. Like, and that's when it gets annoying. Like, because like you know she's out and it's like I'm sad for Fee. Like, you know, kind of awesome for me because I'm not like a fucking. I mean, sorry. A freaking punching bag anymore, like, so it's nice, but I mean it's just it's sad for Fee, but then like you read the headline and it's just like, oh, you just wanted more time. Like, we were all kind of in the, like, you guys were in the same situation, so it's just like annoying when, I mean, whatever, she's the champion,
right,
whatever, but it's just annoying, like, for I don't know, seeing everything that Felicia had to go through this camp and then just hearing that she wanted more time. It's just annoying. But like,
the two things I kind of heard there and I thought of right away.
Yeah.
What's up?
I mean, it's just,
the two things I want to hit on.
Okay, go, because you know what? Because I have to tell you something. So my internet's probably going to lag because I'm cheap and I won't pay for internet.
Megan, it's not yours.
So it's slow.
Megan, it's not yours though. It's not yours. Okay. It's his.
Never mind. I'm not cheap.
Yeah, it's mine too.
Are you using your phone?
No, I'm on the computer.
Oh, well, it's because he's hosting it from his garage. Like, well, it's his. It's not you. Yours is fine. It's his.
Wonderful.
Sorry, Dave.
Dom, I'm in New York City right now in a huge studio on the 50th floor. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel you. I'm at my little.
All right. So the two things.
So it's okay.
The two things I want to hit on. One is you said Amanda's the champ. And she, I feel like she's kind of using the champ as, I want to be 100% going into this fight. The camp isn't right. And she kind of wants that respect. Do you guys think, Don, you know, do you think the champ deserves that respect? Has she earned that respect to be like, hey, I want a good camp. I'm the champ. Someone is challenging me and I don't want to mess up my title reign. Do you think she kind of deserves or earns that little, you know, she kind of fights a little bit when she wants to?
I mean, as of right now, she's the GOAT, right? You know what I'm saying? She's pretty much the GOAT for the women's fighter. But I think more, it just, you have to give the benefit of the doubt just because of what we're going through in America. I don't look at it any other way right now besides that. Like, the world, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say just America, the world's going through it. But I think because of that, if you decide you don't want to, it is what it is. But I think a lot of that weighs into it more than what is being led on, more than just needing more time. I think people are just a little bit weird and it hits people differently. Do you know what I mean? And to use it as you want more time, I don't think if you're a champ, you're ready to fight, right? Like, you should be ready to fight at all times. I would say, you know, that. But it's just a weird time now. So whatever decision's made, it sucks because I truly believe Megan when she says Felicia's ready to go, 100% ready to go. She put in everything. I believe that. I believe Amanda probably could have been ready. I believe that. But when in this weird era, it's just a weird time. You know what I mean? So, like, if they pull out, it's you're taking a chance with everybody when they do this. And that's just what it is. And that's just where we're at right now. So we're thankful that, you know, that Felicia was committed to do it. I was thankful that Amanda – at the time was committed to do it. If you decide that you don't want to get into that area with a bunch of people, it is what it is right now. But I'm going to be thankful for anyone that goes on that card and fights and puts on the show that we want to see and the sport that we love and that we try to do every day, commit to. I'll be thankful for anyone that competes on that card, 100%. So it's just weird, man. It's weird. I feel bad for Felicia, 100%. I feel bad for, you know, whatever anyone is going through in this time. It just sucks.
Yeah, I agree. And I would always kind of like, I always agree. Like, I don't know. I agree with the champ. Like, I think that if the champ needs, you know, more time to prepare, then they should get that. I mean, I think that I understand that times are uncertain. And maybe if she wanted to fight a little bit later for certainty, like, I understand that too. Or like, just because it might be a little safer the longer that you kind of wait things out. I do understand that. I think just my annoyance comes from knowing that everything that Felicia has gone through and just knowing that, you know, she's at that point of camp where she kind of wanted camp to be over. Like, she's like, all right, I'm ready to fight. And then to hear it, it's just like, it makes me sad for her. Like, so like I'm very rational. Like, my thought, like, I understand where Amanda's coming from. Like, I get it 100%. It's just my emotions are involved right now because I care about Fee. So
yeah, I agree. That's a very true statement. It's good.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, Megan, that's why I wanted you on so bad, especially tonight. It's like, it's such huge news. It's the biggest news in the fight game right now, and you're attached to it so closely. Like I said, when we talked about it a couple of days ago, and you're like, you know, you feel like things are going good with Felicia, and, you know, we talked about, you know, how she can win and just all that stuff. And then just, the thing that kind of bugs me, And you know how much John and Megan, you know how much I respect Amanda Nunes and what she's done for the female division, and not even that, just in the whole mixed martial arts world. I think everyone is dealing with it. What Megan was just saying about, like, dude, you don't know what we're going through to work out or whatever and get camps. So I feel like, dude, Ferguson just dropped to 155 against the whole Khabib thing. It is enough to be in the main event against Gaethje. Like, for everyone is going through something, and for Amanda to kind of be like, hey, you know, I don't want to fight because I'm kind of going through stuff. It's like, we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair point. You're in both even boats, but when you're not comfortable, you're not comfortable. And like she said, the champ gets to make choices like that. That's the A side, right? Because you're the champ. You know, when Mayweather wasn't comfortable, Mayweather didn't do what he wanted to do. It is what it is.
And it's hard not to understand where anyone's coming from right now. Like, it's a really scary time. So it's if you need more time, or if you don't feel comfortable fighting, like, who are we to say anything? Like, you know, people don't feel comfortable going to their everyday job. So, like, I kind of understand if you don't want to get in a cage in this fight right now.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Crazy. So real quick, we'll end it here in 5 minutes. I know it's late and kind of short notice and all that.
I got a question.
Yep.
I got a question. So what I read from what it says is she said something about Amanda, said something about June. Those are guns, bro. You've been working out at home, bro. Look at that. Look at that, Dave. You've been working out at home, buddy.
Got nothing but time on my hands right now, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Look at those guns, bro. Look at those guns. That's great. I love it. That's what I'm talking about. See, now he's, hey, it's not all about the hair now anymore. So June, she said June. So that's like that'd be 1 month away, essentially, if we're looking from May to June, right? So
is that what she said?
I think she said she might look for June. She said something about June in a thing. So that wouldn't be bad. Was that something that she wouldn't look for a substitute right now, right? She'd wait for that 1 month.
I mean, I would imagine so. I don't know what he's heard or not. Like, I don't know if she's heard, if they've even given her a date or anything. Like, I don't know, that whole June is kind of news to me, but I mean,
that's what Amanda said. She would look forward to June. She would say she would take a chance at looking like what would happen after the rest of this move out to June. So she's like, that's not bad at all. She's not like she's trying to put it off for a long time. I think she said June. So if she commits to that, I'm okay with June.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. I thought it was
that might be a slight positive.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a different situation.
That's what she said in on the interview with ESPN, at least.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And John, if I could say, like, if that's the case, I don't think much is going to change in the next 3 weeks, right? Like, that's where it kind of maybe irks me a little bit. If you're not right or you don't like the situation, say, hey, guys, I'll see you in September. Hopefully the whole summer. Hopefully we're all good. Hopefully we're not in this corona pandemic anymore. Hopefully Amanda Nunes is healthy and I'll see you in September. But to say I'm going to see you in June, it's like, hey, I don't want to go to McDonald's with you. Like, I don't want to eat that kind of stuff. I'm working on my body. But let's go to Burger King. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's
what?
I love your analogies, Dave. I love your analogies. I don't know if I go that far with that one, but I get what you're trying to say. But I don't know if that one. That's great though. That was funny.
It's out my head.
I get what you're saying when you say that, but I think like June is one of those things, like we're all in Florida. That's the crazy part right now. So we're all in Florida, even Amanda, right?
Right.
We're all in Florida. So we haven't hit our peak in this little weird area and it keeps getting pushed back in there. And I feel like if we get to our peak and it's down and she's good and like her camp gets in, it may be a whole different situation, but we're in that little weird zone with Florida right now. And she's a little bit farther south and it's a little bit more serious down south. You know what I mean? So I feel like if maybe she's looking to get past a certain point and be healthy past that certain point before she starts to cut weight. I don't know. It's a weird world.
She's right got now, a baby coming too. Her wife is pregnant.
Oh, there you go. That's a big thing too. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing too. So you want to take chances around then? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I heard June on the interview and what I read. So.
Right, and that's when the June thing kind of doesn't make sense. If she's going to be more pregnant, you know what I mean, a month from now, it's going to be a little bit more scarier, I think. But my last idea, my last question for you guys, and then we'll let go. We'll have a good night, and then we'll talk about it soon. We'll talk about UFC 249. I cannot wait. The whole card is stacked. Last question. It's a weird time. There's nothing on TV. We've all watched Tiger King. We've all watched Ozark. It's like it's just, you know – The Last Dance, John, was so good last night. Michael Jordan, ESPN, was amazing, right?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. My thing is Felicia Spencer versus Amanda Nunes at American Top Team, one fight, a 30-minute, an hour special on ESPN, 30 minutes to hype up the fight, and then a recap. Tell me that's not gold.
Yeah. I mean, we could do it, but why is it? Wow, I guess because he's the champ, it's American Top Team because he's just a champ then, right? Okay.
Well, oh, so yeah. No, right. Yeah. Right. And the cage is nice there. You saw the picture of Dylan running up the cage?
Yes. No, I'm down with whatever. Whatever they agree to, like I said, I'm thankful for anyone who's going to get in there and do it so we can continue to watch the sport that we love and we contribute to, you know, every day that we're here, you know what I mean, to make it better. So I'm thankful for anybody who wants to do it right now.
Megan, you like that idea?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they should like throw down in a bathroom stall or something.
In a bathroom stall, so it's so close. She can take her down and stuff from her.
Rules. That's how they do it. My money is on, well, I mean, my money is already on Fee, but like Street Fight rules, my money is so on her. I could see her like pulling a sink out of a wall or something.
Really? Felicia Spencer.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
Hey, the school teacher.
Does she need to be in a no holds barred match?
The dancer.
With some chairs and shit? Like,
yeah,
let's go.
She really does. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. It's the silent, shy ones.
She seems so nice and so sweet all of the time.
You have no idea. You have no idea. I'm being serious right now. You have no idea.
Oh, my goodness. John Raffer, the professor.
I'm not kidding.
I can see it in your face. I can see it. I know you're telling the truth right now.
I'm like, you guys say Felicia Spencer, and I like start covering up. Like, I'm terrified.
I feel you. See, I know how you feel. I'm on the other end of a beatings plenty of times too. So
very true, very true. Megan Colley, Jungle MMA Fitness. Felicia Spencer's good dear friend, training partner. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Anytime, anytime. You can just hit the X now. You can just kind of leave. Whatever you want though.
Oh my goodness.
My man. Okay.
What's up, brother?
Are you ready to break the news?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
I'll talk about it for a second and then I'll write it down on the bottom there. It's been awesome. Fight Bananas has been amazing. This year run podcast, strictly, you know, combat sports. We were doing so much and grappling and bare knuckle and boxing and so many things and, you know, professional wrestling's on mainstream. So, you know, two, 3 months ago, I had these ideas that I really wanted to branch off. I wanted more, different podcasts underneath the Fight Bananas umbrella. And so we've got a professional wrestling podcast. My main man, that guy, he's doing it. He's 6-7 episodes in. Spoiler alert, he just had Brock Weaver on the podcast talking mixed martial arts, crossing over to WWE. So that's a great show. That's coming out soon. Bare Knuckles and Bruise, 2 episodes. The first episode was unbelievably successful. It's got over 10,000 views. It was over 1,000 downloads in the first night. It was awesome. Bare Knuckle and Bruise doing their thing. That's Boom Star, my main man, Vince Anderson. Great show. They just had their second episode. So me and John, we've done 30 shows together. Brilliant mind, mastermind. I love it. We call him the professor. We talk about it all the time. And, you know, I would say, not spoiling it, but I think you're a boxer a little bit ahead of martial arts. Am I right saying that?
I'm a striker for 100%. You know what I mean? But boxing and kicking are my fortes, not necessarily kickboxing. Do you understand? If you understand what I'm saying. So I do truly love the pugilistic martial art of America that I consider, you know, boxing to be. And I also was, you know, a Taekwondo practitioner. So kicking is my other forte, but I love using the sweet science and the way it moves and the way it goes and all the greats that have come to it. I really think it's America's martial art. And we're going to try to showcase it on one more round with the professor. And, you know, just give you the news of the boxing today. It's been had a good a little resurgence, and we want to kind of showcase it and also talk about the fun stuff from back in the day, you know, all the old stuff, all the new stuff, new young fighters, everything, and just boxing itself. It's been around for such a long time, and it's always still evolving. Styles, techniques, things like that. You'd be amazed, even just with your left and right hand, how many new things can come out, but also the business side of it and the entertainment side of it and how that's changed over the years. It's just going to be fun. It's going to be fun to be able to focus on it. You know, we've had a resurgence of boxing with Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury in the heavyweight category. All the young welterweights that are coming up through the ranks.
Right.
Canelo being the generation fighter that he is right now. Just so much good stuff. Just want to highlight it. And, you know, with Fight Bananas doing so well and Dave, the man that he is, you know, Grace giving us the platform to do it. Let's do it.
So the professor is going to have his own boxing podcast called One More Round with the Professor underneath the Fight Bananas umbrella.
Of course. Yes.
I love it. Yep. I'm so excited for this, my man.
Oh man, I'm excited to.
You know, you're gonna do a lot of shows on your own. Like I said, you're gonna do a lot of shows on your own. You're gonna have a lot of guests, a lot of coaches, managers, boxing fighters, amateurs, professionals, a lot of breakdowns. One thing we talked about, I love the idea of, you know, how about getting Mike Tyson and Holyfield fight on with this great, platform we have here. You can have the fight on the background and you can break it down with yourself or someone or just everyone watching it together and just commenting on Holyfield Tyson. You know what I mean? It's gold.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at, you know, in this time when fights aren't going on, we're going to look at some old fights, some different ones, some new some new fights, some new stylistics, you know, styles that are coming out there. Like I said, it's just a fun time, man. I really think boxing's back in insurgence. MMA took the shine away from it for a while, but gave it back to it. And now they're both, you know, blossoming a little bit more, you know, with things. You know, obviously with the UFC, MMA is skyrocketing right now. You know, ONE FC over in Asia, everything's skyrocketing with the mixed martial arts. But boxing is really coming back. You know, I want to thank Conor McGregor a little bit with the Floyd Mayweather thing. As many people hated it, it did a hell of a job for boxing to get back to the forefront. Canelo, Triple G, Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, these fights are making it fun again to watch a sport that we all used to just crowd around the TV for a 30-second glimpse of Mike Tyson knocking somebody out. And then, you know, Riddick Bowe and Holyfield and Lennox Lewis, you know, in the heavyweight category. You know, and then back in the 80s that everybody used to love with, and the 70s with Sugar Ray Leonard and Hagler and Hearns. And it's just boxing's getting back to being a, you know, right there every night. You can go see a boxing match on, you know, ESPN or FS1 with PBC or Top Rank. We can start seeing Friday night fights, you know, again with boxing. It was a great time when boxing was blossoming. And I think we're coming to it again. We're getting athletes again in there. It's great.
So excited. Main man Don Raffer, the professor. One more round. Boxing podcast underneath the Fight Bananas. Dude, when you do a show and you break down the elite eight of the greatest UFC fights of all time, have Megan Cawley, Felicia Spencer's training partner, great best friend on that Amanda Nunes is out, and then announce a new podcast all in 41 minutes. You're doing something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right? Breaking news, too. This today's news. Third you have podcast. The inside edition. You have the inside edition, telling you. And just so everybody knows, man, you guys are going to find a lot of young talent out there in Florida, just like we did in with MMA, what Dave did in MMA, all the young people coming up through Florida. We're going to do the same thing with the boxing with one more round. We're going to find a lot of young, hungry talent that we're going to give some exposure to. So y'all be ready for that. Florida is a fight state for sure, a fighter state for sure. Lots of different combat sports happening here.
Absolutely. My man, John Raffer, dude, I always love having you on. Hopefully with you breaking off and branching off and doing the one more round boxing podcast, hopefully you still come back. I want you as much as possible.
Always, always.
You know, it's in the mail.
Always. Anytime. Fight Bananas is home. It's home. You know, I'm just taking a road trip with RV. That's all.
Oh, man. Love it, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. We appreciate you.
We road tripping, man.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Later.